We're rolling.
Are we rolling?
What are we going to discuss first?
We're going to introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
hear it.
What's two brothels?
Okay. Present are
Nancy,
Terry,
Richard,
Fatima,
Rodolfo,
Ty,
Lenore,
Ellen,
Tammy,
Mark, and Jane.
Hello.
And we're discussing born in brothels.
Born into brothels.
Into.
How many people saw it? That would be
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
and Jane, 7, 8. Okay. 8 people saw it. That's good.
Okay.
So?
Terrific film.
Yeah. I was amazed.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
I've never been to a weaker discussion.
Give us a minute to get warmed up. Give us a minute.
So, for those who didn't see it, what's it about?
It's about 8 or 9 kids in Calcutta whose mothers are sex workers. Only 8? Whose mothers are sex workers. And the kids are all between the ages of, say, 8 and 12, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I know American, I believe she's an American woman who is interested in photography, has moved into this red light
district. She is a photographer.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a photographer who's moved into this red light district housing project mm-hmm. where she figured the only way she was going to take pictures of the, she's interested in taking pictures of the prostitutes. And the only way she can do that is by, you know, living there for a long time and getting people used to the cameras. And of course the kids were very interested in what she was doing, so she decided to teach them photography. Mm-hmm. And you see intercut between, you don't see any of the pictures that she took of the prostitutes, I don't think. What you see is the pictures that the kids take still, and then the movies of her interacting with the kids and then trying to...
She teaches them how to use the photography.
And trying to get them out of the brothels into schools.
Yeah,
and I think this brings over a couple of years, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She gets very attached to this one group of kids. Apparently she has several groups, but this one she becomes very close to. And she just can't stand the thought that they're all going to end up in this human garbage dump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in hearing about what it was about, I thought that she was going to have an agenda. I was very... leery about seeing this film, and she's very genuine, I think. And it,
you did see it.
I did see it. I came to meeting and I saw the film.
Hard to imagine, but
if you get an Oscar
once a year, most surprising behavior. Least predictable.
It's because your classmate got up and had to make a speech to the classmate.
My classmate?
Alexander Payne.
Oh, right. Yeah, my favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that there was no agenda. I thought she was very genuine and she truly cared about it. And it wasn't shot, it wasn't self-reflective at all. I think she really cared about the kids.
The only commentary that you saw, I mean, right, wasn't self-reflective. That's an interesting point of view. She doesn't talk to the camera at all.
You don't really learn anything about her.
Almost.
About her?
Except that she goes back and forth to the States or the wherever.
But you learn about her character
and
how she relates to these children.
Right.
And how she truly does care about them.
And how she goes through the whole bureaucracy.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
But I had heard about it before, but
one of the most poignant things for me was at the very end where it's like she's gotten all of them. Mm-hmm. All of them can be placed. She's managed to get all of them placed in schools. But how many of them actually end up in school? Like two.
Two.
Because either their parents won't let them go, they keep them in the brothels, they make money on them, or they don't want to, or they go and they drop out.
Mm-hmm.
They choose to leave. But also the story of the one kid who's so talented, she manages to get
what is it? Photo? What's that big? No, but what's the big photo organization?
World Press or World Photo something.
World Press Photo.
It goes
something.
To Berlin, I think.
No, it's Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah.
He gets some of these big people involved. She gets like gallery shows like in New York City.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And manages like to actually raise money to put these kids in the school through their photography, in part. It's really amazing.
But it's also not what they care about, and that's what was so touching to me. I mean, we live in a society where we place value on getting into galleries, on right. commercial success, and mm-hmm. that's what the beauty, I think, of this film was. That's not what was the most important thing to them.
Which then, the kids?
The kids. And the culture, I think.
Well, I don't think they know whether right. it's important or not. I think most of the kids expressed an interest in not doing the work their parents were doing.
Yeah, almost all of them wanted out of there.
Right, but when it, you
it's
know.
Not commercial success that they're after. And
I don't think they have any idea what that would be. You know,
the kids don't have any idea of any of that. They just like photography.
Right.
They like her. They like the idea of doing something that nobody else does, and they enjoy it, and they like their pictures. They're creative. And she is functioning as a dedicated, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it, as a dedicated teacher.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hate to say that? Why do you hate to say that?
Because I
be the teacher.
Because I'm a teacher. And so she's really, her heart is in the children and their lives, without any doubt, because she doesn't show anything sensationalistic at all. Mm-hmm. She shows the things as they are.
Very mundane.
She just mm-hmm. photographs the filth and this, shows what's around them, but she doesn't like dwell on it. She could have.
Was it Bombay?
No,
And I think that's why his photos were successful, because they were about what the children saw, as opposed to, I think that's what their focus was. And so it was really kind of a documentary of their lives, more than anything else. And she nurtured their talent.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great, the parts where, for example, she's teaching the class, she's an interpreter, and she's saying to the little girl, one of those little girls, who says, oh, this, I don't like this picture
yeah.
because it's just a head
sticking up.
And she says, great, you see a head sticking up, I see a head sticking up, you don't like it, I like it. We mm-hmm. each have our own view on the same mm-hmm. picture, but we're mm-hmm. seeing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was an example of what you were talking about. What were you going to say? You started to say something.
Nothing. I just said that the photos in the children's photos were remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Particularly those of the boy who...
Abhijit.
Yeah, who at one point in time then began to change his perspective and did not want to continue, and we saw this quite impressive shot of her being very hurt by his telling her that he no longer cared about the photography.
Wasn't that just after his mother
died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went into a state of grief.
Yeah.
But it changed their personalities too. The young girl who was extremely talented, who was the bold one, she yeah. became more bold because she had a little bit more confidence.
She didn't want to stay in school.
She was the one who stayed in school.
Yeah,
she
was happy.
There was the one who was bold, who was a very skinny little one from the Brown
right.
family. She's not the one who stayed in school. The one who stayed in school was that gorgeous, wonderful, little, big eyes and that, you know, quiet. She was the quiet
mm-hmm.
one.
What impressed me about Abhijit wasn't his photographs, but when he was in Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
what he was saying about the photographs,
mm-hmm.
he had some really interesting
yeah.
observations about photographs, and he was able to express
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah,
and
it was really
and I thought, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, that could have been just edited, or he could have been just parroted somebody else was saying. But then I thought, no, this was in Amsterdam. There's no way he could have seen those photographs before, and no way he could have parroted somebody else saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Those were his words, and that's what really impressed me about him, was his sophisticated understanding, his sophisticated views of other people's photographs. So that's...
That was also turning around, I think. That was when he came back from Advent, he did go to school.
Mm-hmm. I think he was trained very well. And he had what it took to analyze and to discover what was there.
And he was the artist. So
and he was the artist, so he could penetrate that and float in it and just say, this is what I see, and actually say what he sees without it being there, but his interpretation. He was able to analyze, interpret, produce, everything. That was fantastic.
But the fact that he was so verbally fluent about all that was amazing. Not just that he had the visual expression, but also the verbal expression was pretty outstanding.
Yeah, you would access somebody who'd been like several years at art school to be able to possibly say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not some kid out of Calcutta who's maybe, you know, spent some time with a camera and some time with this woman to be able to say those things. And then you could see the kids around him were just like, what? You know, like, yeah?
Well, I thought the film itself as a film was very well shot. Like when they went to the beach and they showed you how the kids interacted with each other, and then the pictures that they took, I thought that was a really nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of showed you their experience and then gave you insight to what they were seeing.
And then about
5%
of the screen time was of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, not very much, but just enough to get like the flavor. Like, oh my God.
And
so very disturbing.
It was about the children.
Yeah. And it was their point of view.
The thing about the filming in the slums and in the buildings and the hallways and the rooms, it had that feel of, how many of you have seen Dark Days about living underground in a subway system? I think it's in New York. Yeah. But you, after coming out of that film, you feel like you've been there, like you've been in that environment. You've lived underground with not seeing the sunlight for days.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how that film was for me, just the shooting there and seeing there and being there and seeing like the kids pulling water out of a well, and it just felt like I was there, you know, and it had a real strong, and I still feel that really strong, the visuals there. Not that it was staged or anything, it was just that it's just a powerful image of being there in that kind of squalor.
Just going to ask if anyone here had been in Calcutta.
No, but it really reminded me of this place in Hong Kong. I'm trying to remember the name of it. The Walled City or something like that. That's like this huge building like that. You know, it's just like one, or maybe it's all built on each other, so it's just become this big building. It takes up like a couple city blocks, and it's all sweatshops, and it's like illegal. Everything that happens in there is like illegal. Somehow, even in Hong Kong, it's even more laissez-faire than Hong Kong. It's like, anything can happen in that building. It's like that's where all these, I don't think there are probably brothels in there too, but it's mainly sweatshops. But it reminded me of that kind of club. Like people never go out because people in there are illegal immigrants and stuff like that. So you just don't go out. You live. That's what that reminded me of, that claustrophobia.
How do you know about this place?
This place was in Hong Kong.
So you were in that place?
No, but I went by it and I had Chinese friends tell me about it. They're like, this is this place. This is what happens in there. It's very, very well known.
I think it was intentional. I mean, I think they could have made this film over remodeling. They could have made it really heavy-handed, like, oh, these poor kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have put in a lot more of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the focus really clearly throughout the film and gave you a taste of it to let you experience it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to kind of showing you and pointing you in a certain direction.
I think it was a very well-written essay. It was.
Mm-hmm.
It never lost focus.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was connected. And was one purpose,
mm-hmm.
and didn't stay too long on one thing.
That's right. It was balanced, very well balanced, I thought.
So was it our point of view or her point of view?
What?
Wait,
I think it's
her eyes.
What is the question?
Is it our point of view or is it her point of view?
What is our point of view or her?
The film.
Point?
Where's the focus? Is it?
The focus is the children and their lives.
But do we get, if it's an essay? I'm just.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is it? Is it intended to give us her point of view, or is it intended to give us our point of view?
Well, I don't get our point of view.
It's not ours. Certainly not hers. I mean, it's partly her story. I mean, in all of her struggles to get the kids in school and stuff like that. The one scene that really, really kind of went by real fast is the scene where they're talking about Abhijit's mother and how she was killed by her husband by lit her on fire in the kitchen. And I had heard about this like in the early 70s, that was the common method of death, because then you can prove anything, you can just say it's an accident. But then to have it go by so fast, and everybody's so nonchalant about it.
Well,
the film was nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
You know, the film didn't linger on that. But as I thought, well, maybe we should have lingered on it, but it just surprised me that that's still happening. You know, I heard about this in the 70s. How women were killed that way, how wives were killed that way when they weren't wanted.
For their dowries, they still do that.
Yeah, but to burn somebody is just an incredible thing to do, just another human being.
Yeah.
And then to have this, have it show up in this film with that kid's mother, and not to talk about it anymore, just to let it be like it happened.
So how could he maintain a cool head? And
right.
And it's amazing that he even wanted to go back to school.
He had to be very intelligent to have decided that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Amsterdam trip was a big...
Mm-hmm.
That helped get him out of that.
Was that before?
No.
Before?
No, that was after he said, I don't want to go to school or anything.
It was after.
She said, I'm not going to get his passport. I can't get his passport.
So she barely got the passport.
Barely.
You know what's interesting? She didn't convince him. She let him make up his own mind. She didn't say, she said, you know, kind of like, I'm sad about it or whatever. She didn't say, oh, but you must, you're so talented, blah, blah, blah.
She said, there's nothing else I can do or want to
do.
There's nothing I can do or want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I thought that was brilliant. She spoke to him as a human being.
I have to say, I totally forgot about this film I saw last night that I was going to nominate. I won't reopen nominations. But it's called Nobody Knows. They made a Japanese film.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It would be a fantastic discussion. But
I saw it right now, and I think it's a short time. I think it's going to be playing.
Well, anyway, I highly recommend it. It's a great film. But it's interesting because it's again about kids who are like.
At least the five kids left alone in this. So.
Oh, that's the one.
Four kids.
That's the one.
And it's
Chinese or Japanese?
Japanese. And it's it really happened.
Can we not lose
Yeah, but I just the reason I brought it up is because it's about the question of kids and this whole, you know, epidemic of poverty. The poverty, what do you call it?
Poverty.
Of kids, you know, the impoverishment of kids worldwide and the neglect. I mean, it's a huge thing. So that's what I imagine.
It would be a good follow up film for this one.
Yeah, truly. Okay, you're going this one?
Let me go out on a limb and predict that this will win the Academy Award for Best Documentary.
You think?
Yeah.
Just turn on the TV.
I can check on the news at 11. Okay.
This short.
50. Someone give us a recap.